Pass.
Mission Impossible?
Yeah, I might go to that.
Did you leave your pass here like I did?
No, I took mine and yours. I just gathered everything up. So I may go check that out. You want yours back? It's in my car.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
There's just one. I can take my wife, right? Yes.
Or the maid, the mistress, whoever you like. All right. You ready to hop on the phone?
Let's go.
Yeah, Eve 6, by the way, is going to be in here in just a few minutes. I'm not exactly sure they are. Oh, they're here. All right, we'll bring them in right after the break. What do you say? Fantabulous. All right. Janie.
Yep.
You're 16.
Yeah, I called you guys yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my virginity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really... I got a hold of the morning after pill.
Okay. And he didn't ejaculate, if I remember right, correct?
No, he did.
Okay, yeah, so the condom rolled off,
right?
Yeah, it was terrible, but I got a hold of the morning after pill, just like you said, and yeah. I got kind of happy about taking it, and I washed it down with, like, a lot of liquor.
Okay, happy about taking
it? Not a lot, but, like, I had maybe, like, about half a pint of vodka, and I had, like, a beer.
Hold on a second. Why does Janie sound different
tonight?
Yeah, a lot different, like a guy.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Doesn't sound like the same person who called in yesterday.
No, it doesn't.
And washed it down with half a pint of vodka and then a beer.
I don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it either. No, this isn't the same person we spoke to last night.
Even if it were, it wouldn't affect the effectiveness of the pill theoretically, and she had very little risk such as it was, so it's not a big deal.
Right.
But, certainly something to look into if that behavior were actually what she'd manifested.
Janie sounded like a guy tonight.
Yeah. She did not sound like that last night at all.
I don't think it was Janie last night either.
Yeah, I think it was.
All right. Interesting ruse, though, listening to a call from the night before and calling back as that person. We
appreciate the effort. Give Janie a heads up.
Hold on a second. Hey.
Hey, I changed it. It sounded a little like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Did you hear that? Wait, listen, do that again.
Do what?
Change your voice.
Like this?
Yeah.
It was a girl last night.
Yeah. It's a guy tonight.
No, for real. I'm a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you change your voice like that?
I don't know. I just have a... Well, I'm tired, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're not... Don't worry about the pill itself. I'm concerned about the drinking behavior at 16 and all this. It's very doesn't sound good.
You got to wash the morning after pill down with a half a pint of vodka. Listen, girls should not like vodka. Not at 16. You know, they strictly drink wine coolers and
that's a good message.
Strawberry wine, that kind of stuff. Night train, that kind of stuff. Cheap wine.
Yeah, you shouldn't be drinking. If this is a problem where you can't control it, then look into it.
I don't believe it. John? John?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and they had told me that they'd heard that men can have multiple orgasms without ejaculation, and I was wondering if there was any truth to that, and if there is, where I can find out more.
People are constantly looking for a higher high. You know what I'm saying, Adam?
Yeah.
This is tantric sex BS. You're only messing with something that already is good. Doesn't have to get much better. And you're messing with a physiology which is sort of wired to go a certain way in order to avoid irritating your prostate and what other problems that might cause.
Well, I mean, are you pinching yourself up at your, your perineum? Or is that on your penis or under your tongue?
No, I think this is the tantric sex.
Frenulum under the tongue?
There's a frenulum.
Am I?
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Do they have to put some pressure on their, what is that area there?
Well, I'm not sure of what they do.
Oh, okay.
We've heard of it too, but I've never met anybody that can actually do it.
What is that area?
The perineum.
Thank you.
And it is not the healthiest thing I can imagine people doing, and it's unnecessary. Again, people looking for higher highs must feel pretty low, pretty empty, if an intimate encounter is not something gratifying enough by itself.
Well, I think they're talking about doing it alone, to tell you the truth.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. You know, my definition, although I haven't given it for a while, of the male multiple orgasm, same boner, different jizz.
It's true. Look it up.
Hey, Drew, you punched your mic.
Yeah, 5 minutes in.
Oh, well, to be fair to you, Drew, we are 5 minutes and 42 seconds into the show. You ready to go?
That's 56 minutes.
Natalie?
20 seconds before the top of your mouth.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, from the time I can remember, I've always had a thing for older guys.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can you turn your radio down, Natalie?
Hold on. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, ever since I can remember, I've always had a thing for older guys.
Yeah.
Out of five partners, one of them was my age. The rest were extremely older.
Yeah. You hear that little girl voice?
Yeah, something's going on.
So I believe it. Yeah.
Well, I'm short, you know. My voice kind of fits my body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 5'1".
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, like, the oldest was 38.
You're 15?
Yeah.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Funny.
What did you do with the 38-year-old?
Oral sex.
I see.
Yeah.
And why'd you do that?
I really don't know.
I see.
It seemed right to do, you know.
Being attracted to older, more powerful males, not abnormal for your age, but to act out of these things means something's up. Where's your dad?
In the other room, sleeping.
How old is he?
48, I think.
And is he alcoholic or anything about him we should know?
No. My dad, he's a welder, but he's also a reverend.
Adam.
Oh, reverend, welder. That's a movie of the week. You know what I mean? Preacher with a cutting torch. Yeah, I can just see it now. It's like the old bridge is giving out. Preacher man, bring that acetylene rig over here and shore it up. And as he's hanging under the bridge with his acetylene going and
the
rain coming down and thunder, and he's yelling up at God, "Why do you do this to my people?" Flips the, here's a close-up of the guy with the priest collar on, and then he does that flip that welders do, that jerk with their head, and the mask comes down.
Then it sort of cuts to another scene with that mask, flicks it up, he's standing at the
pulpit.
The pulpit.
Yeah. Reverend Welder. I like that. Hey, that's two strikes, though, if you're in the Adam Carolla book. This is a guy who works with metal and preaches the word.
Is he aggressive, man?
Who, my dad?
Hmm? Was he ever?
No, my dad's very nice.
How do you get to be a preacher and a welder?
Well, he's like a welder, but like he does marriages and funerals and
stuff. Yeah, what religion is he, though?
Christian?
Satanic.
I see. He's not one of these guys that got, his papers through a mail order catalog.
No.
And marries people out on boats in international waters.
No.
Okay. So why are you so screwed up?
I have no clue. I mean, my friends, they've done me with the nickname of Jailbait.
Did anyone ever do anything to you?
Not that I know of.
No molestation, nothing like that?
No.
Nobody ever physically abused you, struck you, or anything?
No.
And who's this 38-year-old?
He was a friend of, like, my cousins.
Friend of your cousins?
Yeah.
And how did this happen that you gave him oral sex? What was the situation?
Too much gin.
Too much gin?
Yeah, too much gin.
All right, now, you must have alcohol in your family then. Come on.
Huh?
Who's the alcoholic in your family?
I think my grandpa was.
And whose dad was that?
My mom's.
Does your mom drink a lot?
No, my mom will not drink alcohol at all.
She won't touch it.
She won't touch it. She won't smoke cigarettes.
Now,
like that.
Adam, that pattern, you will marry an alcoholic.
I see. You sure a preacher welder's not a boozer, too?
Or pot?
No. I mean, my dad, he drinks beer and stuff like that, but he doesn't smoke pot.
How often does he drink beer?
Only when he welds.
Oh, like when he gets home from work, like during dinner, he'll have one or two, but that's like it.
All right, here we go.
No, that ain't it.
We're just getting into it here.
All right. Well, listen. Natalie?
Yeah?
Your dad's great. You love him?
Yeah.
Stop humiliating him.
How am I humiliating him? He doesn't know about it.
Believe me, he feels it in his bones.
He communicates with God.
Yeah, God tells him. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
It's not good for you, Natalie. Come on.
Please stop this, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to lead to somebody doing something you don't want to do, and it's not healthy for you.
Hey, you're 15.
Just bad choices.
Hey, ladies, see if you can keep some of the hard miles off for marriage. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to sound too sexist, and I know there's the double standard and everything.
No, you said the same thing to a guy that was doing weird stuff like that.
Nobody expects you to keep your legs crossed and have your hymen while you're walking down the aisle or anything like that, but at least see if you can keep some of the hard miles off. You know, down in the fifth of gin and blowing the 38-year-old guy.
At 15.
You know, at 15. Yeah, just...
That means something, guys. That means something, right?
Yeah. And that guy's a saint, too.
A 38-year-old.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get her juiced up. Give her some gin. Just, she's 5'1", 15, a capful will do. Jesus Christ.
That's what he was saying.
Guys are so heinous.
Yes.
And listen, I do not trust Preacher Welder Dad. Spreading the word of God and bonding metal together, two strikes. Kelly?
Yeah.
You're 25.
Yeah. I had a question. I have hepatitis C, and I really want to have a baby, but I'm worried about it spreading to the baby.
It's a good question. I don't remember. If I remember right, hepatitis C is potentially transmitted during delivery.
Really?
I don't think it gets across the placenta, but I wouldn't swear to this. But
What about any difference with the C-section?
Yeah, that's the point. C-section might prevent that.
Why?
Because you're not getting all those fluids thrust upon you down the birth canal.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
They pluck you right out?
Yeah.
So it would only be during childbirth, not during the
accident. Well, Kelly, you're quoting me, and I don't remember precisely if that's accurate or not, but I think that's the case.
Okay.
I have to look it up.
I wonder when the first C-section was performed, and it must have seemed like some sort of satanic ritual at the time.
That's probably when the first one was performed.
Oh, okay. But the first legitimate one, you know what I mean? Like, this chick's 9 months pregnant, we're going to open her belly up and pull the kid out. I mean, it's like... Did they use
barbaric.
Yeah, it's like they used a dagger, and the guys had druid hoods on, and Bob, more candlelight over here. Can't see what I'm doing. I got some of the goat's blood on her. Wipe that down with you. I mean, when did it become a practice, a common practice here in the States, you think?
I'm probably mid-20th century. I bet you like 40s, 50s, and then.
Yeah. Didn't hear too much about it before then.
Yeah, remember, 19th century, women died in childbirth like 20% of the time.
Yeah, those are the good old days. Jason?
Yes.
You're 26.
I was clean and in a program for 2 years.
From what?
From just addiction in general.
What were you addicted to in general?
Everything.
Well, yeah.
You can sit on hold for a little while longer because we asked you specifically what you were addicted to a couple of times, and the first time we asked you what you were addicted to, your answer was...
Just addiction.
Addiction.
He's probably loaded right now, though, so be...
All right. Jason?
Yeah.
Give us the main drug.
Drug of choice.
My drug of choice.
Heroin, all right.
And I've recently relapsed, and I'm at my wit's end. I just don't know what to do anymore.
During that 2 years, were you in a program the entire time?
Yes.
You were actively involved in recovery?
I was in a 12-step program. And
you were off everything the entire 2 years?
Pardon me?
You were off everything the entire 2 years?
Yes.
And what made you go back?
Just ordinary life got really monotonous.
So you were depressed?
Yeah.
No depression?
Yeah,
depression.
And... I don't know. It's just, it's hard right now because I look back at my life, how it used to be for those 2 years, and things were, now when I'm looking back in retrospect, things were really cool, you know?
All right, but maybe this, I'm oversimplifying this, but you went into a program, you stuck with the program, you got 2 years out of it, why not just get back in the program?
I'm afraid to walk into a meeting again.
Yeah, Jason, the one thing I get loud and clear from you is shame. You can't even tell me your drug of choice. You're so ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Listen, you will be embraced. You have a disease. Everyone in that room has a disease. They understand what you're going through.
Well,
shame and guilt.
Sometimes
not,
the counselors don't, though.
Shame and guilt do not have a role here. Don't worry about it. You will be embraced. All this requires is a desire to get well. And however you detox the first time, let's go back to that same program and get detoxed, all right?
Okay.
All right, Jason. I know you didn't need us to tell you that, but it worked. What do you want to do?
I was telling you something.
I was?
Yeah. One, two. One.
Yeah. I was pressing one. Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I was just going to say you guys are great, man.
Thank you.
All right, well, good luck. Don't feel bad. It's part of the disease, and the only thing you feel bad about is not going back.
No, and I hold a lot of hope out for a guy like Jason. He stuck with it for 2 years.
That's right.
What is the relapse rate
for heroin?
Yeah, I mean, first time. I mean, I know, like, let's say people trying to quit smoking quit an average of, I don't know, 5 times or something. What's heroin?
Have any relapse or have no success in recovery?
I mean, the average heroin addict before he kicks.
Oh, has multiple relapses usually.
Yeah, I mean, 3 is light, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, you had one, you get the next one over with real quick, and then the third's the charm, right?
And then he was depressed. You may need to have that treated. That needs to be looked into.
Okay. Hey, Drew?
Yeah?
Knowing that 3 or 4 times is the average relapse time before one sticks, couldn't one just get in a program, then shoot up later that night, and then re-enlist in a program the next morning, and then shoot up that night again?
They have to detox and string them out.
Yeah, but couldn't we do that in the course of a week or so?
Get it with the shortest period of time.
Get it over with?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my strategy. Dave?
Yeah?
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have these bumps on my penis, and they're almost like zits. I don't know what those were.
Where are they?
On the base of my penis.
All the way around?
Yeah.
Are they zits or are they like more like warts?
More like what?
They're probably the pearly penile papules. Anderson just loves to hear me say that. Look at that. He just lights up.
Zits?
Wow, well, I've never seen you look so happy, Anderson.
He's got a laugh.
Pearly penile papules.
What is that?
He's got a laugh at something. Yeah. Are you sexually active?
No.
All right. Well, that's what they...
You can get zit-like things also, but usually they come and go, and they actually have pus come out of them and things. But otherwise, it's the pearly penile pass.
Listen, kids, don't be scared to work on yourself. I've gone to work on myself a few times downstairs, always with relative success.
Yeah, you're always back door working.
Thank you. Mark?
Yes, sir.
You're 25.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Well, my wife has been on the Depo-Provera shot for about 9 months, and she's found that it's made her real moody.
Yeah.
She's had a loss of sex drive and real fatigue. So we're considering getting off of that, and I'm considering having a vasectomy. My father had a vasectomy, but he had some complications with it. He was having pains and scar tissues, and I was just curious if Dr. Drew knew if that was something that was common.
No,
or
rare. Rare, but it's like any surgery, there can be complications.
There can be complications?
Of course, but it's rare. That's rare.
You have kids?
I have 2.
All right. That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough of that. We're done.
How did you say vagina?
How do you pronounce the technical term for the woman's private parts down there?
That's positive.
Mark?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know the part of the woman that you put your penis in?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what would be the technical term for that?
That is the vagina.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay.
All right, Mark. You'll be fine.
All right.
It's a layup of a surgery. All right? And the first one when you're back's a big one. So you may want to be the hooker.
Thank you.
Yeah, why waste that one on your wife?
So was that our parenting threshold question that we decided?
If you pronounce vagina, virgina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it would be a good question to ask to determine whether or not somebody should get a vasectomy.
Yeah. Or though they may pronounce it versectomy. All right, where are we going here, Drew?
We're going to break.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. So these 6 have come up. Let's break 20 seconds early,
all right? All right. We'll come back. We'll speak to Alicia, who squirts during...
And we're having world premiere of music tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's a good sell, Drew.
We are.
Part of the goddamn break?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. We will hear something that has never been played off of an E6 News CD, but we'll hear an old favorite one first after this. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Commercials are more effective if you use real people. So on the line is Angie McPhee, a Geico auto insurance customer who saved over $300. This is not an actor we hired to play Angie McPhee. It's the Angie McPhee. So in your own words, tell us, are you Angie McPhee?
Yes.
There. Unmistakable proof that GEICO customers are real and save money. In 15 minutes, you could save 15%. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on 2 unforgettable CDs. It's the Best of Club Mix from KTEL Cold Front, with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. CDs, 24 nonstop hits, the best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
The Total Artist. Live. July 18th at the Target Center. A very special guest star. Tracy Chapman. Get ready for the biggest night of the summer. A night filled with hits. Special guest, Tracy Chapman.
Tickets on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton's, Mervyn's, Rainbow Foods, and Target Center box office. Charge by phone, 989-5151.
Presented by Minnesota Food Bank Network.
For more tour info, go to sing.compact.com.
I hate this, George.
Well, sir,
look, today's horoscope said my popularity would soar and that my magnetism towards the opposite sex would be irresistible.
And you're sitting here at White Castle having lunch with me just like you do every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even brushed and flossed.
Oh, you should start reading your Claveroscope.
Claveroscope?
Yeah, see, it's pretty right here in the back of his cup.
Oh, yeah.
I got 12 different signs, and everything they say is absolutely true.
That's a lot of hooey.
Hooey? Okay, I know, Lenny, that your birthday makes you a craven eye.
A craven what?
Look, it says right here you like eating cheeseburgers upside down, your favorite dish is chicken rings, and your lucky number is 10.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Hmm.
Nobody knows that. Hey, when does it say I'm going to be a rock star?
You're not.
Will I ever make out Miss Albuquerque?
No.
How about flying a space shuttle?
Not going to happen.
Well, what does it say? It
says you're going out with Sheila.
Sheila?
Yeah.
Is it too late to change my sign?
We see you getting a White Castle Craverscope cup free with any 32-ounce soft drink. Collect them all, but hurry while supplies last. White Castle. What you crave.
Are you hurting? Is an abusive relationship, fear, or depression ruining your life? If you feel you have no one to talk to and need help, call Lovelines Crisis Center. Lovelines is a counseling and referral center that has trained phone counselors who are waiting to listen and to help. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 612-379-1199. That's Lovelines at 612-379-1199. Help is just a phone call away.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The Beastie Boys have been named in a lawsuit by jazz and classical flutist James W. Newton over the use of a sample of his music on their 1992 hit, Pass the Mic. In it, Newton alleges that a six-second flute solo from his 1982 song, Choir, was used without his permission. ECM Records, which released Newton's album, granted the Beastie Boys permission to use the sample, but Newton alleges that he, not ECM, holds the publishing rights, and thus the label was not in the position to permit usage of the sample. A spokesperson for the Beastie Boys and Grand Royal Records refused to comment on the suit. Pass the Mic was included on Check Your Head, an album that expanded the band's sound with its blend of funk, reggae, hip-hop, and sampling. The Beastie Boys' most recent release is the two-disc best-of album, The Sounds of Science, which includes a remix of Pass the Mic. The Zone Files from Megabit Services from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
That's right, the new home of outrageous broadcasting. This morning on the show, we kick things off when Horny Boy, our diaper-wearing, over-the-top man on the street, streaks the St. Paul Home and Garden Show.
What? That didn't happen.
Who?
Horny what?
Then our resident sex expert, Dr. Strangelove.
Ryan?
Dr. Strangelove came by to describe the top 105 erogenous uses of a feather duster.
Wait, shut up. What are you talking about? We didn't do anything like that. Was this before or after I gave news?
And we rounded out the morning by seeing just how far an outrageous 105 listener Tiffany would go to get tickets to see the Bodine. Turns out she bagged groceries nude at Byerly's.
Brian, stop this. This is so wrong. We don't do anything like that.
Outrageous. Broadcasting day after day, mornings on Zone 105.
God, I hate this.
40 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
One, two.
There you go. Hey, this is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. E6 is the band tonight. Max, Tony, and John are all here from the band, which is the band. And I think what we'll do before we talk to the band, is hear one of E6's bigger hits off the last album, entitled E6, and then we'll get into the new album and when that's coming out, and where we can see them, and we'll even premiere, I believe, world premiere a new song off of the new album, which will not be out for another, what, month and a half, something like that?
Album out in July, that's right.
So, let's hear something off the last E6 one. Cued up there, Anderson? This is called Inside Out.
I was torn on my pride, I was torn on the right, but the laughter of what lit me at the inside. Torn on my doubt, turned it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender, wanna spin round to a beautiful oblivion. But faith in nothing. I wanna put my hand on the heart in a plan that I want to spin around to a beautiful oblivion.
Has a good ending. You know, there's certain songs where they're, even if they're good songs, you go, they couldn't figure out how to end it. So they
right.
they just sort of
trail off
or they do something that
that's
doesn't sound quite right. But that one has a good, that one has like an ending that, that works well on that song.
Cool. Thank you. And
radio DJs can't talk over it either. That's
right. That's right. Horoscope is going to be the name of the new one out, like we said, end of July, and E6 will then what, go out and hit the road?
Yeah.
Just about to hit the road.
Yeah, sort of. Sort of starting this week, actually. First show tomorrow night at the Key Club, for anyone that's interested, all ages show, come on down.
And is there, I mean, you guys play, all, I mean, you guys are still real young, right? Real early 20s?
Right.
And because these guys, and you just stop me if I screw this up, but you guys know each other from high school and got signed early, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah. Still in high school?
Junior year. Sean and I, yeah, and Tony came into the band after we graduated, and that's when we got on the first record, and
trail it up.
Yeah. That should have been a fade out.
Did you kick somebody out?
Sort of.
Yeah. And I mean, did you get? I mean, record suits came and saw you and signed you to something while
and yeah, and it was really funny that they signed us because looking back to that show, mm-hmm. our drummer at the time was dropping his sticks and we were dropping our picks and we were singing out a key, but they saw something they liked. Right.
And I mean, we're talking about 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
Man.
But then we didn't record the first record, until we were 18, I guess.
Oh, right after.
We were seasoned veterans.
Prostate was swollen, giving up on life. Parents head. Sure. Right.
Yeah,
that's old, 18. Drew, what were you doing at 18? Begging your girlfriend to move out to Massachusetts with you, right?
Just crying with my...
Yeah. You would actually, Drew told me this off the air, but he didn't want me to say it on the air, but during the winters would hump a snowman.
That's that true?
Yeah.
If we needed to, we'd drive in the mountains and do that ourselves to get us through the...
Yeah, I mean, oh my God. I mean, it's like you've been musicians your entire life, and I guess you've always... Well, rock stars.
Not
I mean, you've always known what you wanted to do, though.
The consummate musicians,
right.
Us.
I mean, the weirdest, you know, the worst part of life is
not knowing what you want,
what you want to do.
Yeah.
Or realizing you're doing something you just hate, which is the next thing you do after
right.
not
I remember
knowing
being,
what you want to do.
Being in school and getting the argument from our parents that, you know, you can't count on this, and then bringing up the plan B idea, and us just being like, no, you know.
No way.
What was plan B? You mean
we never even had
that.
That's the point.
College,
what was plan B?
Go to college.
That's not a.
And that's kind of probably what pushed us to, you know, to make it. We didn't have a fallback plan.
We
had no choice, really.
Right. Yeah. I could remember being like 19, 20, having no idea what I was going to do, and going. I filled out an application to be an ambulance driver.
Building closets, though, in La Crescenta, right?
Well, that was later on.
Later. That's when you had a career going.
Yeah, I was a carpenter. Worked at Always Better Closets in Burbank, ABC Closets,
nice.
With the Born Again Christian.
18, you had a coffee can in your hand, right?
And I was begging.
You were digging.
Oh, no, I wasn't digging with the coffee can until I was in my 19.
Okay.
Yeah, you're way off.
18, you were doing carpenter.
Yeah. Yeah, I was cleaning carpets, yeah. Oh, man, what a time. Oh, I miss those days. Oh, do I miss driving out to the Colony Kitchen in Valencia and getting $6.50 an hour to clean one of those godforsaken homes
middle
at
night.
4 in the morning.
Well, at least you made yourself a nice meal.
Oh, yeah.
We've all eaten there before, actually.
Oh, let me tell you, when we used to, that was the only thing that was in it for us when we cleaned restaurants is my buddy Ray, we'd do the Hamburger Hamlet. I had the one right over here in Sepulveda. He'd hop right behind the grill and start firing things up. And he was back there just slinging hash and burger sauce.
Did you ever eat Yakkies by any chance? We got to ask.
No, we're talking about
Alameda and Maine right now, but...
No, never ate a Yakkies.
In La Crescenta.
Well, my La Crescenta dig was... at Rocky Cola's.
Right. It's near that. Yakkies is very, very close to
the street right below.
The Footbridge Inn.
And La Cabanita.
How about the Maylane Motel?
Good Mexican food over there.
Cabanera.
I don't know what
that is. Yeah, I know. People told me about that one.
Good Mexican up there.
Right.
Alicia?
Yeah.
You're 29.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I just wanted to know, I squirt during orgasm, and I was wanting to know if that was normal, you know, because I talked to a few other people, and they don't have that. They don't do that,
Not everyone has that talent.
During oral sex, too?
No, I wish, but no.
No, but yeah, because that's...
No, not really. Usually,
put the guy's cigarette out if you do it during that. Do you have an orgasm during oral sex?
Yes, I do.
You do, but you don't squirt then?
I don't know. I guess sometimes I do. Usually at that point I really don't pay attention, but it's usually when, having intercourse and stuff like that I really notice.
When I'm most
sort of interested in as far as it goes to this phenomenon is how ashamed women are who have this.
Well, I'm not really ashamed. It's just really bizarre because I've never heard of anybody.
Well, it's very common. It's very common, and it's not bizarre, but bizarre implies a certain amount of discomfort with it just by calling it bizarre, and how delighted guys are with women that can do this.
Yeah,
I mean,
enjoy it.
Totally delighted.
Well, because they can't be faking it, and we've worked the hell out of them so hard that something actually came out of them.
Yeah.
Wow,
makes us feel good. Yeah,
yeah. It's a payday. And then think about that. Don't I mean, mind. You women. You're unlucky enough, in a way, or lucky enough to have a sort of physical manifestation of our pleasure. Sure, it tastes like hell, and it, you know, burns your eye. It's like you know, ashes coming out of an alien. But the point is you get a souvenir. You get a spouvenir, if you will.
A spouvenir.
A spouvenir is what you get. You really do. Something to take home, something to tell mother about. And us guys, even though it's great to see a woman have an orgasm, we always, in the back of our mind, are hearing about faking it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We never quite know if it actually went down or not.
Also, guys are very concrete. They like, you know, like to build things and get things and create things. Things have to be, you have to see it happen to know it's happening.
Girl splooge is tangible. It's like it's legionnaire.
Yeah. And so
you can play with it.
You can touch it.
So at least this bizarre thing you have has generated 10 minutes of discussion here amongst these males.
Yeah. So you should be all right with that.
I should be all right with that.
Yeah, I got it. But here's the downside. I got to say, after like the seventh year of marriage, it might get a little old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the seltzer bottle gag in the face, you know, if you're going down on somebody. Or, you know, you can only flip the mattress once.
I mean, that's my, you know, another.
There's a series of glands down there that some women produce enough fluid to emit, project.
Uh-huh. And does it always kind of like smell weird or something?
Not necessarily. No. No.
Oh, okay.
Is that you?
Well, no. It just doesn't smell like me. You know, it doesn't smell normal.
Could it be urine? Fishes?
No, it's not urine. I know what urine smells like, but it doesn't smell like that at all. It doesn't have like a. I mean, it has like an odor, but it isn't pungent. You know, it just doesn't smell like I would normally smell.
Well, listen, most everything that comes out of you smells. I mean, if you really break it down, hey, urine, feces,
vomit,
pus, vomit. I mean, some better, some worse, but it's all bad. The question is how bad. You know what I mean? What comes out of you that smells good? Gas, whatever. Jesus Christ, I was on the beach today with my partner, the Emmy Award-winning Jimmy Kimmel. Who's with me on the Man Show, which is on right now.
Is he the voice of the dog?
He's the voice of the dog on a road trip, but that's not what I wanted to bring up. He has horrible gas almost all the time, and it delights him. But he walks over. We're in the same office all day, and he'll walk over to my desk, a break wind, and then walk back to his desk. We were on the beach tonight with the wind blowing,
and
he stunk up the beach. And I thought, my God, how many guys can stink up a beach? And we're out in the middle of the sand. The wind is coming in. We've been shooting all day. It's nighttime. It's cold. You know that feeling being on the beach when the wind's blowing and it's cold and somebody stinks up the beach?
Density.
Yeah, I mean, that is
impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive. Yeah. Yeah. Teresa?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Uh-huh.
You're on with Eve 6.
Hi.
Hello.
I have this like weird smell coming from my vagina. It's
yikes.
Yeah.
It kind of smells like cheese or something.
Are you sexually active?
No.
Okay. How long did your periods for?
Huh?
How long have you had periods for?
A couple years.
And never had? Do you have any discharge with this?
Every once in a while.
Nothing new though. Nothing different.
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, I was just wondering, what the cause of it is. Like, what is it?
Have you been on any antibiotics lately or anything like that?
No.
No medicines?
Not really, no.
It could be a yeast infection. Sometimes that'll smell kind of funny. It could be other vaginal infections, bacteria that can overgrow in there. You might want to try some over-the-counter, like Monistat, some anti-yeast medication to start with. If that doesn't clear it up, see your doctor. There's some creams that can give you to get rid of it.
Okay. And also, I was wondering, every time I try to eat a cheeseburger, it's really gross. I was wondering if there's a way to, block that out of my mind.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that how does this, your opening question, relate to the cheeseburger?
Well, because it smells kind of like cheese, and every time I try to eat a cheeseburger, it's, really gross.
So you can no longer eat cheeseburgers because of it.
Wait, well, really?
Yeah, it's so gross.
That's usually it's hard to offend yourself by your own odors. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, talking about this, sometimes,
everyone likes their own odors.
Yeah. Oh, like them. I waller in mine.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I don't care what I'm putting out. Hey, if I put out something that smelled like a food, I'd never leave the house. I mean, I wish I had something cheesy coming out of me. Wait, you can't eat a cheeseburger because it reminds you of you?
Yeah, it's really gross.
Wow, that is...
Do I just kind of have to deal with that?
Well, how about just getting a regular burger and leaving the cheese off it?
I could do that.
Yeah, why don't you start there?
Okay, thanks.
What else?
And use the Monistat cream, not on the burger, on yourself.
What else?
Provolone cheese, maybe, too.
You putting anything else out, scent-wise?
No, not really.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
All right. You know, it is weird that certain smells remind you of things that are good, even if they're bad or vice versa. I could always remember going in the locker room after playing football in high school, and I'd go, like, once a month it would happen. It'd be like, hey, someone ordered a pizza. I smell. You get real specific in your mind, too. Smells like pepperoni and maybe a little pineapple on there. Thin crust, I'd say. And you turn around, there's a guy standing on the bench taking his jock strap off right behind him. Thinking, wait a minute. Pizza? I mean, once in a while, there's something funky that smells like something else.
But then when it comes back into reality, it's
that
much more gross than it would have been had it just been the bad smell.
Right. Yeah.
Because truly disgusting. Because now you're thinking about pizza and the bad smell.
And you've been really,
enjoying it. You're enticed by the
You feel like a whore. Now. Your nose
violated. You know?
Violated. Renee? Oh, we got to take a break. I forgot about that.
Right.
Renee, you're at 22?
Yes.
All right, you're molested by a family member?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, hold on.
All right.
All right. I hate to put you on hold, but we got to take a quick break, and then we'll get with you, all right?
That's fine.
All right. Eve 6 is our guest tonight. We'll world premiere song off their new CD, which will be out toward the end of July. And we'll also get back with Renee after this.
Loveline,
1-800-LOVE-191.
Well, it's worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
And now, Vince and Larry, the crash test dummies with a lullaby.
Crumple, crumple, little car, when you crash, it's au revoir.
If on dumb luck you rely, through the windshield they will fly.
Keep your children off the streets.
Put your kids in safety seats.
Crumple, crumple, little car, don't be dummies like we are.
Gee, Vince, I'm kind of sleepy now.
Okay, Larry, just crash anywhere.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids' safety belts. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ed Council.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
No, thanks.
Just one little drink.
I don't want to.
Chicken, everyone else is.
I said no.
What a nerd. One little drink won't kill you.
You've heard it all before. Be cool. Join the crowd. Have a drink, even though you're not 21.
Let's go. She's no fun.
Make the right choice. Don't give in. Underage drinking is dumb and dangerous.
Look out!
A public service message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Grab your zoot suits. The cherry poppin' daddies are coming to town. The cherry poppin' daddies swing into the Quest on Friday, May 19th. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies, live in concert with special guest the Vibro Champs.
Everybody swing into the Brown Derby Jump.
Friday, May 19th at the Quest. Tickets are only $15 on sale now at the Quest box office. 612-338-3383. And through all Ticketmaster outlets, charge by phone. 612-989-5151.
Or online at www.ticketmaster.com.
The Cherry Poppin' Daddies, live in their only area appearance Friday, May 19th with special guest the Vibro Champs, Friday, May 19th at the Quest, 110 North 5th Street, Minneapolis. Doors open at 8 p.m. Strictly 21 and over, please. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies are coming to town.
Who's the
best bartender in town. Me, Shelly. Join me Friday night from 9 to 10 at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club in Fridley. I'll be pouring your favorite liquid refreshments and serving up super drink specials at Spiker's. And you thought all I did was play the best music in the Twin Cities. On Fridays, you can score great prizes. Plus, listen to my own mix of alternative classics all night. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club has the best late-night happy hour from 10 to midnight on Friday and Saturday with drink specials and half-off appetizers. Email, fax, or send a postcard for a chance to win $50 worth of Spiker's Bucks. Then you can spend them with me on Friday night from 9 to 10. Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, just 3 miles north of 694 on Central Avenue at Osborne Road. Soccer fans, Spiker's is the official Minnesota Thunder party place. Join the Thunder players after all home games. I'd love to pour you a drink Friday night between 9 and 10. Ask for me, Shelly, at Spiker's Grill and Beach Club, Fridley. For directions and more information, call 763-780-1000 or check out this station's website.
Passion. It's an unwavering commitment and intensity. I'm Doug Spence, and when you visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, you'll see the result of 22 years of intense commitment to diamonds. Passion for creating engagement and wedding rings weaves its way throughout every level of Spence Diamonds. From buying the finest quality rough diamonds to cutting and polishing, we ensure each diamond captures the cascade of emotion you're experiencing. You'll choose the exact diamond that reflects your feelings. And the experts at Spence Diamonds will use microscopes and other tools to show you every nuance of your diamond. So you'll not only know you're getting a quality diamond, but that you're also getting great value. Visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington and discover how our passion for diamonds means better value for you.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. Max, Tony, and John are all here from Eve 6. So is Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. And when we left off, we were talking to Renee, who's 22. Molested by a family member. Yeah. Yes?
Right.
Which family member?
You guys want to gamble?
Nah,
brother.
It's no fun gambling when callers ask us to gamble.
Brother.
All right, but I'll go with family member. Yeah. All right, I'm just gonna say uncle.
Nope.
Dad.
Nope.
Brother.
Nope.
Dog.
Nope.
I'm out.
Grandpa.
Nope.
Sister.
Sister. Mom.
Nope.
Cousin.
Nope.
Son.
Nope. You give up.
Great, great, great grandfather fought in the Civil War.
Nope.
No.
We give up.
Well, hold on a second. We got grandpa.
We left out mom and grandma.
Mom and grandma.
Mom.
Really?
Oh, boy. That's last on our list.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy behavior.
What did she do to you?
She basically just held me down, took me in places that she took me in half.
Until what?
Hold on. Wait, Renee. Renee, how's that phone going?
It's fine.
It is?
We can't hear you.
Yeah.
Now, speak right into it, please.
She would hold you down on what?
She would hold me down and touch me and tickle me and tell you that she probably should.
I got tickled.
Tickle her in places she shouldn't.
Tickle me in like my vagina area and just touch me and like hold me down and whatnot like that.
Yeah. How long did that go on?
For a long time, probably maybe 7 years.
Until you're how old?
Well, I was probably maybe 13 or so, but she still does it to this day. I mean, she doesn't like hold me down and stuff, but she'll still like grab me in areas and like touch my butt and whatnot.
Now, hold on a second. Yeah, let's put her on hold and call her back. Okay, something's up here.
It's not molestation.
No, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, somebody calls this show and describes something that was done to them that doesn't seem to have been done to them, or right. At least not exactly the way they're describing it. I mean, also, it's interesting. She called and said, I was molested. Guess who did it?
Right.
It wasn't. She wasn't coy about it. She didn't seem to be ashamed about it. I'm not saying she's lying.
They're busy hiding it. No, I'm dealt with it.
Right. They're usually denying it. Yeah, they're not asking us to gamble.
Right. They come up front with it. It's like, all right, I had it just the other way. I've dealt with it. Let's go out with the question. Which, of course,
the guy that tells you how crazy he is.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a catch 22. But be that as it may.
Let's just find out why she's so pissed at her mom.
All right, but now she just hung up. Did she just hang up, or are we calling her back? We're trying to get the line fixed. All right. Danielle, are you calling her back? All right, so what do you want to do? Take another call and then get back to her?
Quick one.
Okay. Speak to Quentin. Quentin?
What's up?
You're 15. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that no one's molesting me. No, I sit in class, and during silent reading, I'll notice that I'll be copying my friend's homework or something like that, or doing whatever.
And then cheating or whatever.
Yeah, however it works, but I'll have a headache, and like that headache will last anywhere from 3 to 5, maybe even 10 seconds, and in that time period, I can't see anything, I can't hear anything, and, you know, somebody be touching me, I won't even notice it, and my teacher was yelling at me, saying, what are you doing? I didn't know what he was saying, I couldn't see him. He said I was looking directly at him, but I didn't see him or anything, and I just wanted to know what that could have been, or what might be causing it, or something.
Well, there's a lot of possibilities. Do you do drugs?
No. I mean, I've experienced drugs, I don't do them anymore.
Nothing. Did you do them heavily at one time?
No, I mean, as heavy as, I mean, pot, that's all I ever really did.
You doing okay otherwise? No depressions or anything like that?
I've had stress. I don't think it's been that much because I've had a lot more. I mean, it happens every once in a while, but I tried calling, you know, I was up and I thought I'd ask.
Are you on any medication?
No, I don't remember being.
Are there migraines in your family?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay. Well, any of the symptoms or medical problems for you lately?
The only thing I can think of, really, which I don't know what would be relevant, is that I'd come home and I'd fallen asleep, like, really fast. Like, I didn't know why. I laid down, and the second my head hit the pillow, I was asleep, and I couldn't wake up for a few hours.
That same day?
I had one that was mild, but I've had one that's, like, extreme. Really, really painful. And
all right. Well, you need to see a doctor.
Did he answer your question?
No, he didn't.
In any way, shape, or form?
He's having trouble answering lots of my questions. But the possibilities here are sort of as long as my arm, the list of possibilities, Clinton. It's something. It could be anything from seizure to a metabolic problem to an infection to a tumor. It could be a million things.
I thought it could be something relevant to a tumor.
Yeah, but not likely. It could be psychological. It could even be a stress symptom. It could be a headache. It could be migraine-type headaches. But it's something that needs to be evaluated real soon. Okay? It's a real symptom. And it requires a medical evaluation.
Yeah, I'd spoken to one of my old teachers, and this is a health teacher, and she said that she'd actually recommend that I check it out, but I didn't get time to, and I mean, whenever I get the chance to, I always forget, and I mean...
Yeah, okay. You gotta see a doctor.
Well, thank God he got that in.
But it made it part of the
system. Yeah, oh, wait a minute, somebody, I did talk to somebody about it, and you know what they said?
Yeah, but you know the disorganization...
I should go see a doctor, but then I said not to.
That disorganization may be part of the problem here.
Could be. Could also just be, you know, 15.
Yeah.
The point is just go in and see somebody. That's all. And don't talk to your health teachers. I know you look at them as scholarly older people. I look at them as, people that really should have just joined up with the military when they're out of high school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get a little older, you look back on some of those teachers, and you realize what messes they all were.
Right.
Want to take a little break here, Drew?
Yeah.
All right. Who are we going to talk to when we come back? Lisa Verisco says, all right, hold on. Boy, this is another heavy one. Lisa?
Yeah?
You've been promiscuous since getting raped in a gas station bathroom.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Listen, just going into a gas station bathroom is like being raped. You can't imagine being raped in one. That's rape on rape.
She's so upbeat.
Yeah. You're pretty jovial about this experience.
Well,
who did it? The Michelin man?
What now?
No. All right, hold on a second, Lisa.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, okay?
Okay.
And then you tell us what happened and what's going on.
That was one of those nice young men in the bow ties that run out to your car and check your windshield.
Wash your windshield.
Or was it the steel-eyed foreigner who throws your change at you and yells, "Die, American," while you walk back to your car?
He the answer when we come back.
We'll do that after this. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
It may have happened to you. You may have heard the roar of the rumble strips, the blast of car and truck horn, and the heart-pounding feel of a near miss. Avoid all the dangerous crash action that comes with falling asleep at the wheel. Experience the amazing power nap. You've never seen power like this before. The power nap. Find out what the professional drivers have been doing for years. The power nap gives you the energy you need for the road ahead. And it's free.
Free.
Whether you're driving to the shore with your family, to another city to meet a client, to school across the state, or anywhere there's action. The power nap is your ticket to revitalization. Experience the power nap at a rest stop near you. Just pull in, find a safe, well-lighted spot to park, turn off the key, and close your eyes. In just 20 to 30 minutes, you'll have the energy you need to drive safely for miles. So don't push it. Park it. And feel the power of the power. Now. A wake-up call to all drivers from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the American Trucking Association.
Hey, this is Todd Whitner from Days of the New, and I'm here to talk about sex and condoms. If you're talking about having sex, you better be talking about using latex condoms. Help reduce the risk. Get some latex condoms. Use them. It's your best bet.
Brought to you by Westwood One Entertainment and Trojan, America's number one condom, trusted for over 80 years.
Hello? Hey, bro. Heading out tonight?
Maybe. What's up?
Downtown, dude. Loud music, foam dancing, and don't forget it's goth night.
Nah. Crowds, parking, attitude. What else?
How about uptown?
More attitude. And I'm not really in the mood for pierced tongues tonight.
Right. Let's go to the Eagle's Nest in Robbinsdale. They got that cool new game room.
Yeah?
They serve original Broadway pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And those imports you like on tap, they got them ice cold.
That's it. Did you say Robbins Center?
Yep. Highway 81 and 42nd in Robbinsdale.
See you there.
Got hanging out on your mind? The Eagle's Nest Lounge in Robbinsdale. If you could, you'd move in. They serve original Broadway pizza, and you could chase that with your favorite ice cold import on tap. And one home away from home would be complete without a game room. The Eagle's Nest has a fantastic new game room just waiting for you and the crew. Wander into the Eagle's Nest at Highway 81 and 42nd Street North in Robbinsdale. Call if you want, 533-0800. The Eagle's Nest Lounge. Atmosphere without attitude.
Hey, this is Johnny from Mango Jam, Corona Beer.
Come along, let's go for a ride. Head out on the highway into the countryside. Roll your window down, look to work side. Clean your mind, let your soul be satisfied. Keep on rolling on, try to get along. Morning through the nighttime, go sing a song.
Make your own with Corona and Corona Light, imported by Garden Beer Company.
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail prices at wholesale gold and diamond distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or piercing. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands. White gold, yellow gold, or platinum, the choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Diamond earrings? You want just one? No problem. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamond today. 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
Wholesale Gold and Diamond. All your dreams can come true.
Crystal Ski and Patio.
It's truckload sale time at Crystal Ski and Patio. Come in and shop the wide selection of specially priced, fine quality patio furniture from Homecrest. buy, in stock, or special order for summer. Shop the truckload sale for store-wide savings on Home Press patio sets. Home Press sets the standard for comfort, good looks, and quality in patio furniture. And don't forget to check out the Holland Barbecue Grill, the only grill guaranteed not to flare up.
Crystal Food and Patio.
Check out the coolest water ski and wakeboard shop in the Twin Cities. Crystal Ski and Patio. You'll find truckload sale prices on the sweetest boards from Liquid Force, O'Brien's, HO, Hyperlite, KD, Double Up, and many more of the brands you want for summer. O'Brien Combo Water Skis start at $99. Shop with the people that love the sport like you do. Shop the truckload sale going on now at Crystal Ski and Patio. Just 2 miles south of 694 on Highway 81.
Time out for the weekly planner. The great Volkswagen deals are at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen. Join Shelley Miller and the VW Cruiser this Saturday from noon till 2 at Westside Volkswagen on Cedar Lake Road at Highway 100 in St. Louis Park for great prizes and great Volkswagen deals. Stop into Boom in Minneapolis or Club Metro in St. Paul anytime during the month of May and register to win a trip to two to the Town Fair Festival in Pennsylvania. If you like powerful women, you'll love Women with Powers. Shannon Doherty and Alyssa Milano will charm you and charm. Thursdays at 8 only on WB23. That's the Weekly Planner brought to you by McDonald's, where you should try the new Chicken Caesar Chef and Garden McChicken Shakers.
It feels strange that I actually am opening myself up to another human being this way.
We're pretty inspired by those bands, Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And
I am a complete nutcase by nature.
My personal life is none of your business.
Join Zone 105's Billy for the Zone Files. Billy goes behind the music and talks to and about your favorite Zone artists. Plus, Billy reveals the latest Hollywood has to offer. The Zone Files, heard daily on alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Max, Tony, John are all here from Eve 6. We'll hear something off of Horoscope, the new CD, which will be out end of July. We'll premiere a song and just a few. But we got a few things to take care of first. We're talking about the bathroom and gas stations. And I just want to get this off my chest real quick. If any of you people are working at gas stations, currently listening to the radio within the sound of my voice, or know somebody who does, know one, at least in the L.A. area, my message is drop the goddamn attitude, all of you, all of you. Mostly some bizarre foreigners, but everyone who gets behind that bulletproof glass picks up the attitude, and I wish you'd just drop it. Here's the deal. Say thank you. Toss in a come again. Do one of those how's it going. Give me a heart attack. Say something once in a while. You are the rudest band of mother effers I've ever had the misfortune of dealing with. And if I didn't need gas, I swear to God I'd refine my own not to have to deal with you pack of morons.
Remember, this is Los Angeles, though, that has it like this.
Yeah.
Probably most major cities, I suspect.
Los Angeles, I want to do a poll sometime, has to have the meanest gas station attendants in the world.
Well,
I would
be in Hollywood area.
I would pit them against any.
They've already done that poll. It's true.
The guys in Beirut have more decorum than the a-holes I have to deal with in the Hollywood area. Is everyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whether you're filling up, buying a pack of cigarettes or a Snickers bar, you get that
the evil eye.
That evil eye, and they throw the change at you, and they've never, I mean, it's never, hey, how you doing, or hey, you're back again. I mean, you're dealing with the same guys over and over. It's not, hey, you're back, what's going on, how's that going, how's that shaking? It's just, it's not even a distracted kind of thing. It is intentionally mean. Oh, and it's what happens, by the way, when someone has something that you need. That's the attitude. You know what I mean? Where are you going?
Candy bars with your cigarettes.
It's 4 a.m. You need a six-pack and a pack of smokes. Where the hell are you going? To mom's house? Come on. That's right. You're lucky I don't keep your change.
Let me enjoy the moment of making you pissed off for just a second and I'll get you a cigarette.
Right. And here's the deal. I understand you're upset because you're trapped in a box. But here's the deal. I did not put you in that box. I'm not the zookeeper. I'm not your parents. I'm not the mad scientist who's doing the experiment on you. I'm not the college student who got the grant to keep you in the box. You put yourself in the box. So, say thank you, goddammit. It drives me nuts. It's like, it's not okay. I wish I would boycott the gas station that had that attitude, except for that is the entire Southland, and I could no longer get gas. I do that all the time. I go into one gas station, I go, this guy's a son of a bitch. Forget him. I'll take my business down the street. And then I go down the street, and I go, well, this guy just got done performing a ritualistic murder in the back. I mean, he just took a goat's head off back there. I'm going back to the first guy. Everyone in this town, and especially in Hollywood, who runs a gas station is evil. Evil. God, you guys, what is up with you? I wish I could abuse them somehow. How can I pay them back?
Break into the box somehow.
Yeah, and you get a lot of attitude when there's bulletproof glass between you and the guy who needs a pack of smokes. Uh-huh. You're all attitude. Jesus. I mean, I know you get shot once in a while, but isn't it a small price to pay for the sort of threat that we have over them so that they would be courteous?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, indeed. Why do I hate all that? I feel raped by them. And,
speaking of rape,
and Lisa.
Hi.
So you're in a bathroom of a gas station.
Yes.
How old were you?
What?
How old were you? When did this happen?
I just turned 17.
And this didn't happen in Los Angeles, did it?
No, it happened in Denver, Colorado.
That's right. You know why?
Why?
Because you can't use the bathroom in Los Angeles. It's out of order. Okay. So what happened?
It was not a gas station attendant that did this. It was actually an ex-boyfriend. I had been out drinking with him that night and a few other people, and I told him that I felt nauseous, so he pulled over and helped me to the bathroom, and it happened from there. So
can't you, by the way, don't you just heave out the window? You know what I mean? Just heave out of the car?
Well, I was trying to be courteous and not get it all over the car.
No, I mean, just out into the gutter.
Well,
the street.
I mean, I guess.
What time of night was this?
Probably 11:30.
Was this the first time you had sex with him?
Yes. He was an ex-boyfriend at that point.
Were you a virgin at the time?
No.
Well, wait a minute. But had you had sex with him?
Not with him, no.
No, you just answered it by saying he was an ex-boyfriend, but...
Yes.
You guys never had sex while you were together?
No, it didn't.
I see. All right. And you went in, used the bathroom, he came in, he raped you. After you just got done throwing up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he bought me a toothbrush first.
He brought you a toothbrush,
yes. And
he let you brush your teeth, and then he raped you?
Yeah. It makes no sense whatsoever.
By rape, what do you mean by rape? What happened? Was it one of these things where you just got going and said no, and he kept pushing, or was it a violent thing?
It was a violent thing. Basically, I was held down, and...
We got to sort of explore why somebody like that would be your boyfriend in the first place, ever.
This sounds ridiculous, but I had absolutely no clue that he was even capable of that type of thing.
Right.
And
Well,
the thing that makes it worse is he was not drinking that night at all. And it was his liquor that I was drinking. He was the one pushing me and pushing me to drink more.
How old is he?
He was the same age, 17.
All right. And what did you do about this?
Nothing.
You didn't tell the police?
No.
How come?
Because... I don't know. I just kind of pretended it didn't happen for about 2 months.
All right. So, first time you ever been raped?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. How's the family?
How's my family?
Yeah.
Okay. My dad's kind of an ass.
He is.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Is he drink or anything like that?
He drinks every night, but I've never seen him drunk before.
Is he just kind of aggressive with you?
He's more of the kind of person, it's more emotional abuse than anything else.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out why you got hooked up with this a-hole.
I don't know.
Well, that's, well, we know now. Your dad's kind of an a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so there's nothing we can do about it or nothing you can do about it right now. I guess, legally. Although maybe you should still report it just to get it on the guy's record so that if and when he tries it again, there's something on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It also sort of helps break that cycle you're in where you're such a good victim.
Yeah.
It's time to realize that you're worth more than that and that it's not okay for people to abuse you.
Yeah.
Just because Dad has done that your whole life made you feel like you're the kind of person that sort of should accept that kind of abuse. It's not all right. Okay?
It hurts. I go to school with him.
He should have thought about that before he did this.
That's true.
What? All right. Well, report it, would you please?
I will.
Okay. And you got to get a little counseling, too, all right?
Yeah.
Please.
All right?
The other thing, really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was calling for you guys about... But since then, I have not been able to have any kind of relationship with anybody without cheating on them. And I, last summer especially, I had sex with over 10 people within 2 months right after it happened. And I didn't know if that had anything to do with it because I'm not like that at all. And
yeah, obviously it does. And it's sort of releasing some, probably some aggression and some feelings you have about men and intimacy and guys were a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult for you to trust them, I'm sure.
Okay.
So it is time to start looking at this and talk to somebody about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye.
I'm going to, she needs to go to a, support group or something, right?
Yeah, rape counseling. Sure, be great.
I'm going to form a support group for, people who have to deal with that LA gas station. Yeah, and listen, I know we're on a national level, and I know I don't know where Union 76 is based or Chevron or Mobil or any of those places, especially 76. But Murph, the nice red-haired guy who helped you change the flat, he's dead. He is dead. Remember Murph from Union 76? He'd come on out. Nice big red pork chop sideburns. How you doing, ma'am? Hey, looks like you're court low. No, he's been replaced. He's been replaced by a guy who worships Allah and wants to see you dead. Believe me. And if anybody in any of these corporations, whether it be Chevron or Mobil or 76 or Arco or any of you guys are listening, all of your L.A. guys need to be fired or killed. Let loose. Something. I don't know if you're they must franchise these things out. They are colossal a-holes, all of them. Please go check up on them and do something about it. Isn't it their job? I mean, you know what I mean?
It's so systematic, though. It must be something in the franchise manual.
All of them? Every 76 station has a rude a-hole behind the counter? Is that all they only franchise them to horrible, heinous people? Is that how it goes?
The guy behind the counter isn't necessarily the franchise owner. He's the guy that fits the profile that the franchise wants you to put in.
Yeah, so you're saying it's right in the book?
Yeah.
You have to want your patrons to die after they fill up?
There's something there.
I swear to you, please.
They think you'll come to the station more if you know that this guy hates you, and so they think you want to come back to the water. You just want to keep going.
Right. Yeah, I'm not feeling too good about myself. I think I'll top off.
there's a lot of victims out there, Adam.
Maybe you're right.
Perpetuate that victim role, boy, and it's even at the gas station now.
Oh, right.
It's a scheme. It's all part of a big plan.
I'm sorry. It's all coming to an emotional head tonight, but I swear, they're all evil. All of them.
You're just not a good victim. You don't fit in that role.
It's got to be the fumes or something in there. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 17.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend has this thing called an ovarian cyst, and I was wondering if we were to have sex, if it would affect her anyway.
Well, probably not. Ovarian cysts are very, very, very common. In fact, most women get them sometime. Okay?
All right.
It's just a simple cyst. That's indeed what it is. Just something left behind by ovulation, basically.
Sure, yeah. We got to talk to Renee.
Well, you've been going heavy, 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 and I've been trying to mix it up.
Well, don't whack your hand. Renee?
Yes.
All right, but we want to get back with you because your mom molested you.
Yes,
maybe.
But what you describe doesn't sound like, serious molesting. It sounds like it's sort of open to interpretation.
No, it was molesting.
And how do you know? Why do you feel that way?
Because she would violate me and...
She put something inside your vagina?
No, she never did that.
Okay.
She would just use her hands in near my vagina and on my breasts and whatnot.
But maybe she'd be trying to arouse you?
I don't know. I was very, very young, and I think it happened even before I can remember.
Well, I assume the same with my parents, but...
Because, I mean, at the point when I was in fourth grade, I was having intimate relationships with people in fourth grade also, and I would think that in fourth grade I should not know, you know, what that kind of stuff is.
Well, that is true, but I wonder if somebody maybe sexually abused you, and then you started sexualizing the experience with your mom.
Did your mom... Did she put her hands in you?
No, she did not.
And you say she felt your breasts, but you don't really have breasts then.
Yeah, she would.
When I'm in charge, you will. I mean, a fourth grader will have breasts. But
Renee, when parents tickle their kids, they tickle them all over.
No, not like this.
She said she was too young to remember.
Yeah,
though.
You can actually remember it.
Yeah, I can, and I mean, even to this day, she still touches me and stuff, and it bugs me, and I tell her to stop doing it, and she says, oh, you know, it's just, I love you, that's just the way I show my affection towards you, and I'm like, I don't like it, Mom.
You're 22?
Yeah, I'm 22, and she still does this.
She'll
grab my butt, and she'll grab my chest and whatnot.
Grab the chest? What do you mean?
But what do you feel that she's trying to accomplish by this? Do you think she's trying to arouse herself or arouse you?
I don't know. I talked to my father about it just about a month ago. It's the first time I told him about it. And he blamed himself because my father's gay. So, I mean, therefore, at the time, whenever it was basically happening, he was blaming himself because they were having a very, very hard relationship. They were not having sex. They hadn't had sex for a long time. After that, they had gotten separated, and then they got back together trying to work it out, and then they ended up getting divorced. And so, basically, they were having no sex whatsoever.
Yeah, but
my father was blaming himself for it.
Renee, you're misinterpreting a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
People do not molest children because of sexual deprivation. And if her intent was a sexual discharge, she wasn't heading in that direction. It wasn't even a sexualized experience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whether she was trying to provide some arousal for herself or for you, it doesn't sound like she was doing either one. Now, it sounds like she was a little out of line, and maybe she's got some problems, and I don't trust her. But to call it molested, it seems strange.
Just bad. Poor boundaries. They'll listen to you. Certainly, you were sexually abused as a young child by a peer, or at least you participated in an abusive sort of relationship with somebody. Okay. But it doesn't happen, as you point out, that if a fourth grader knows about sexualization, unless there's been sexualization overtly. You wouldn't think that somebody touching your butt or around your vagina was a sexual thing. That wouldn't occur to you at age 9.
But under the clothes?
Is that
considered normal?
I don't want to go camping with your mom. Don't get me wrong. And I don't know what she was doing, and I don't want to defend her too much, but on the other hand, you know, we sit here all night and talk to people who were molested, and they were molested. You were molested. A little different. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you were kind of
inappropriately touched.
You were
bad
like
thing.
Goosed, but yeah. Not molested.
Inappropriate touching is not a good thing. I don't defend that, but it doesn't create a child then who knows how to engage in sexual activity
pre-puberty.
So something else, either the other child understood that and came on to you and abused you, or something else had happened to you that's sexual.
Why else do you hate your mom?
I don't hate my mom. I love my mom.
You do?
I live in the town right next to her, and I see her every day. I still love her.
Yeah, well, why?
What's that voice change?
Yeah, why?
Because she's my mother.
Well, who cares? I barely like my mom.
Wait a minute.
She only molested me twice. Hey, should you be on some medication, Renee?
I can't afford it.
Well,
what are you supposed to be on?
I'm supposed to be on Zoloft.
What's your diagnosis?
Manic depression.
Yeah. Is there something else, too, going on?
I have a lot of problems.
Are you a multiple?
Excuse me?
Multiple personality?
Dissociative?
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you do for a living?
Data entry.
I see. All right. Can you see about getting on some meds?
I could try, but I don't have insurance. And that's why I want to see if there's something else I could do other than counseling, because I can't afford it.
You go to, there are bipolar groups out there, and you go to EA, Emotions Anonymous.
Okay.
Really?
And I also have problems along with cutting it out, like self-mutilation.
I don't know
if that has anything to do with being bipolar or not.
Not necessarily. Although acute mania, sometimes that happens. Renee, do you have periods of time where you sort of don't know where you've been or what you've been doing, that kind of thing?
No, I don't have that.
Okay.
I do. It's called a weekend. All right, hey, Renee?
Yeah?
Listen, you got to spend less time focusing on your mom and more time focusing on you.
Here and now, yeah.
And see about getting into some of these groups and counseling and all that kind of stuff.
You get appropriately treated, too.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, don't hang out with your mom so much.
All right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's bizarre that she waxes on for 6 minutes about how she was definitely molested by her mother, and she still does it to this day. And then with the next breath says, I see her every day. She's next town over. We love each other.
Different voice.
Yeah. And turn into a yes.
That's weird.
Yeah. So turn into that Sybil voice. So something's definitely going on there, but I don't think it was the molestation.
No. It seemed like she wanted to pin something on her mom, but she didn't have anything to pin on her or something.
I think there's a more than one personality at work.
I agree with you.
Which is the polar opposite of me, which is...
No personality.
To be fair, I have half a personality. Come on.
We're playing the Key Club tomorrow. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, why don't we... hey, Anderson, let's hear the new song. What do you say? We go to break a little late. That's good time.
We're 4 minutes late.
We're not 4 minutes. What do you mean we're already 4 minutes late? We're 10 seconds early.
Short song.
Yeah. Come on, Anderson.
You're the big man.
This is the big premiere, though. That's right.
The world premiere. Yeah. Drum roll.
There it is. From Horoscope by Eve Six. This one's called Promise.
Sleeping through the evening, singing dreams inside my head. I'm heading out, I've got some ends who say they care, and they just might. I run away with you if things don't go as planned. Planning big could be a gamble, I've already rolled the dice. I need to sort of stuff and clutter, worries in my worry corner. Maladjusted, just untrusted, rusted, sometimes brilliant, busted thoughts. Think I'll stay for a while. I'm intrigued and I'm resonant for a while. I have the cool. Promise that the mind has a sweet soul and mind. Promise that the mind is to go your way and heart go mine. Promise that the line is on you to stay in the light. Promise that the sun has to let you down. I am elated, I am all smiles and dated, and my man might fall down with his vanished name. I am all alone, I am too down, red as a newborn, white as a corn. The world that is growing up with your mind, the world that the mind is to go your way. I'm gonna go to the way and I'm gonna go.
online on the Zone 105.
Is getting a blemish really such a crisis? Yes, it is. But now with new Biore Blemish Bomb, there's nothing to worry about. Biore Blemish Bomb is an overnight acne treatment. We're talking visible results by morning. The blemishes just aren't a big deal anymore. Biore Blemish Bomb forms a tiny gel patch to give you continuous treatment all night. You wake up to clearer, healthier looking skin that's not dried out. There's also new Biore Blemish Fighting Cleanser to help prevent blemishes every day. So say goodnight to that blemish. Biore. Clean. Honest.
I'm talking to a real-life Geico Auto Insurance customer, Jackie Gelman. Jackie, you filed a claim with Geico. How fast was it handled?
It was fast.
As fast as a cheetah chasing a frightened antelope on the African plains, Jackie?
Well, it was fast.
Voila! Claims handled as fast as a cheetah at dinner time, give or take a few antelopes. One 15-minute call could save you 15% or more. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park are making life easier for those of you who want to drive a new Volkswagen. For example, there's something about that Passat GLS Turbo that speaks right to the core of who you are. That's great. So you're looking and then you buy too many different deals and too many different dealerships. And that's where Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park come in. They have the same great incentives at the same time, like that Passat. Or how about a Cabrio or Jetta 5-speed, all with financing as low as 1.9%. And you'll find the Jetta GL nicely equipped starting as low as $17,225. It's simple. If you live in the South, head for Burnsville Volkswagen on Highway 35W and Cliff Road. And if you're further north, go to Westside Volkswagen on Highway 100 and Cedar Lake Road in St. Louis Park. Join me, Shelly Miller, out in the VW Cruiser. We'll have prizes and we'll be at Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park from noon to 2 this afternoon. Drivers wanted at Burnsville Volkswagen and Westside Volkswagen in St. Louis Park.
Are you hurting? Is an abusive relationship, fear, or depression ruining your life? If you feel you have no one to talk to and need help, call Lovelines Crisis Center. Lovelines is a counseling and referral center that has trained phone counselors who are waiting to listen and to help. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 612-379-1199. That's Lovelines at 612-379-1199. Help is just a phone call away.
Alternative Classics, Zone 105, with more at-work listening awards. During the month of May, Zone 105 has your chance to win a new Buell Lightning motorcycle from St. Paul Harley-Davidson Buell. Plus, Zone 105 will be giving away $105 a day. If you win the cash, you'll be qualified to win a brand new Buell Lightning. To win, just listen to Brian Oak and Mary Lucia each weekday morning at 7:20 when they announce the Alternative Classics Song of the Day. When you hear the Alternative Classics Song of the Day play, be the 15th caller at 989-9105 and we'll set you up with $105 cash and a key that could start your new Buell Lightning. That could start your new Buell Lightning. Check out zone105.com for more details and special insights on winning. Call them e-tips, if you will. A new Buell to cruise through the summer with and free cash from St. Paul Harley-Davidson Buell and your at-work radio station, Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Gru,
and you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Love Line. Max, Tony, John are all here from Eve 6. Horoscope is the name of the new CD, but it won't be out until the end of July. Mm-hmm. We just premiered something from it, the new single, actually.
We'll play in the Key Club tomorrow night.
And, we'll be at the Key Club out here. And where's that exactly? It's in Hollywood.
The old Billboard Live, right by the Roxy.
Right on Sunset.
Oh, on Sunset?
Yeah.
Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah.
Well, that fabulous movie was set.
Never went into that place.
You never been there?
Billboard Live?
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah.
You going there?
Oh, yeah.
What for?
This is a thing for a musician's assistance program.
It was a disco, Drew. Admit it.
No. There was a benefit for the art play, Art Forever Clear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what do you know? I guess I wasn't invited. You brought it in the game.
We weren't invited.
John?
Yeah.
You're 30. What's up?
Hey, man. I was with this girl for the last couple of days here. And, first off, I'm a truck driver, so I get around a lot. I was with this girl for the last couple of days. You know, she was giving me a blowjob, and I kind of made a suggestion because somebody told me, you know, in a roundabout way that if a girl's giving you a blowjob, she, you know, like fingers your butt with a pinky or whatever, you know, that's more an intense erotic kind of thing, right?
You're gay.
Yeah. No, man. Seriously, that's what I, you know, have. Things, right?
Sure.
As long as it's not a guy, right? But anyway.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, really.
You got to be careful because as a truck driver, you make a living on your ass.
Don't want to ruin it with a bad pinky.
You can't afford.
Am I going to ruin my asshole with a pinky or my butt? I'm sorry. I don't know if
I'm just saying that your asshole is your livelihood.
Asshole.
What's your question?
But what my question is I kind of enjoyed it. In a way, because it did. It was like a heck of an explosion when it happened, right? And like it was real intense, and I kind of enjoyed it. I was kind of wondering, is that like saying something about me? Is that like
it means you're special?
Tendencies or what? I don't want a guy or nothing, but it was kind of fun. Like she was giving me a blowjob with her pinky and all. I just like, am I just twisted or what?
No, you're fine.
Relax.
You're a trucker.
I'm a trucker. Here, I'll give you one right now.
There you go.
There you go.
We all like a pinky in the ass every now and again.
Right now, going into Merced, right?
All right.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, and I listen to y'all all the time. You six rocks, right?
Thank you, man. Take care, guys.
And the one you had on before me,
yeah.
It sounded like it was a little bit Arkansas-ish, you know?
Yeah, the twang?
No, the mom and the daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas-ish. Hey, keep up the good work.
Arkansas-ish.
Back up so I can hear you.
I think it's time. Arkansas-ish. That makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's oh, man. You ever pull into those truck stops and see,
We've pulled into a few truck stops.
All the time.
Yeah, they're really surreal places, and they have these, they have everything that's powered off a cigarette lighter in one aisle.
Totally.
And now, you know, it used to just be, for like 20 years, the only thing you could plug in your cigarette lighter is that giant 2,000 camel power floodlight. Remember that thing? Plug that baby in. You guys have a floodlight. Yeah, and I remember I bought one when I was like 19. It's like, hey, I need a floodlight. I don't know what happened, but I've never used it. There's a part of your life where you go, hey, if I had, well, let's just say a car goes into the river and I pull up, it's like, what? I've never used that thing except for to scare the hell out of my friends.
They got a lot of rear view mirror hanging stained glass accessories.
This reminds me of Pee Wee
mesh back hats
every time.
Yeah, now they have. I was walking down that stuff you can plug in your cigarette lighter now, and they have like cigars, humidors, and stuff. I mean, it's really getting crazy, like Frappuccino makers and stuff. One I was particularly intrigued by was one called the Sandwich Maker.
Really?
I thought, what is this?
That's, what's
the thing called
that we know the, it like toasts the bread, wasn't it? You squash it.
Yeah. Those are the Snack Master, baby.
Snack Master. Yeah. That must have been
it. Could do that.
Oh, man. If they had one of those that plugged into a cigarette lighter, I'd be
there.
Oh,
they have it.
Oh,
that's all over.
Oh, imagine.
I need a ruin.
Imagine this. You get one of those babies. one of those sandwich grillers. You plug it into the cigarette lighter. You buy a jumbo thing of white bread and a jumbo thing of American cheese, and you just
go
hit
for
the road.
Hell yeah.
Hours and hours.
You never have to stop to buy candy or something. You're just going hours and hours.
You're going to some country.
You need some butter, though.
And a catheter.
You got to put some butter on either side.
Catheter and just a little lard, and that's it. I mean, for masturbation, not for the sandwich. You sick bastards. Melanie?
Hey.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Hey, I noticed when you came back from the commercial break, you played Pennywise. Are you going to have him on the show soon?
Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we throw up all over your gear, could we come back again in a couple weeks?
Yeah, we miss those. Yeah, we miss the physical abuse that is perpetrated by the Pennywise. Well, really just Fletcher. Not the entire band.
Anyways, I had a question for E6.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's a good question. What's that?
Yeah. Anyways, where did you guys come up with the name for your new CD?
Max, I'll let you take that one away.
Huh?
Kind of a little while back, and the song Sunset Strip Biatch that's on the new record has a line that goes, "The horoscope today said things would go my way," so it sort of came from that, and it's a extremely clever play on words.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you didn't know it was clever, now you know.
Yeah. Very, very clever.
All right, Melanie?
It was really good.
Where are you calling from?
San Francisco.
All right. Well, they'll be up that way, I'm sure.
Definitely. Very soon.
Get going on the tour.
Cool.
All right?
All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
See you.
Eddie?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
What's going on? All right, here's my question. I had a body piercing on my nipple that I had done about 8 months ago. It got infected. And I cleaned it with Vaseline and tried to keep it up as much as possible. I took the piercing out. My other nipple is about an eighth inch in diameter. And the one I have pierced remained to be about 3/4 inch in diameter. And the swelling has not gone down. I went and talked to the body piercer about it. And what he told me is that what happens is after you get a piercing like that, you actually start producing milk, which I thought was kind of strange due to the fact that I'm a male. Is that possible? Or?
Yeah, that doesn't quite make sense to me. I'd be much more concerned that you had permanent scarring causing the...
I've gotten that actually from body piercings, external scar tissue that just kind of grows like ivy.
But
the piercer said you'd excrete milk? Yeah, men can produce milk, but I don't see how it would happen without a significant or medically relevant hormone problem. Thyroid condition, prolactin, secreting tumors.
I want to get back to your other nipple, though. The one nipple you said was an eighth of an inch?
It's about an eighth of an inch in diameter,
The nipple itself or the areola, the part around it?
This versus
the nipple itself.
This?
I mean,
right, but you said the other one was 3/4 inch?
Exactly, and it's huge. Yes. I mean, there's swelling.
The nipple itself, I mean, yeah, because, you know,
that's three quarters.
Yeah, and that's an eighth.
Oh, my God.
A quarter is 3/4.
3/4. I mean, it's huge.
It's got a quarter on it. The nipple itself can't be 3/4.
That's almost a full inch on the nipple.
About a half inch long. I'd say about a half inch long.
Long, and the width of it is 3/4?
Is it
as wide around as a quarter?
No, not as a quarter, no.
Well, that's 3/4.
Okay, it's about a half inch in diameter.
All right, so it's about a dime in diameter?
Measure your nipples by coin currency?
I've never measured my nipples by coin.
You're saying it's a dime?
It's a little bit smaller than a dime in diameter.
All right, well, listen, it keeps going down now, doesn't it?
No, that's the funny thing is, like, you know, when it's cold, you know, it's kind of like...
No, I mean... That's you idiot. All right, is it more like an eraser on a pencil?
No, it's a little bit bigger than that.
A little bit bigger.
When I squeeze it, there's actually, you know, the little, dots that are around your, you know, kind of like where the hairs come out.
Yeah.
It actually comes white pus out of it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I think that's probably pus, though, not you. Yeah. I mean, maybe you have an abscess in there or something.
So do you think that it's still...
You got to see a doctor about this.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Or you could, again, consult Kurt, who works at the head shop, who gave you the nipple piercing.
Well, what I was going to go do around. Is get the other one pierced so they'd match.
Fantastic.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah, great job. All right, Eddie. Hey, you get a job as a wet nurse. Fantastic. All right.
Cereal will never go dry. Yeah.
3/4 of an inch. This cap is about 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts as an ex-carpenter when people screw up measurements. It really sickens me. Michael. Michael. What's up? Michael the girl?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was diagnosed with herpes last year, and I was just wondering, all the guys know that I have herpes, and they're still attracted to me.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why.
Aren't you glad you got that windbreaker made up? How the hell do they know, how do all the guys know you have herpes?
Well, because my ex-best friend spread it all around my town.
Around the town?
Yeah.
Is it a print campaign or the radio? How do they do that?
Oh, it's at school.
It really just shows how guys are sort of motivated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
whatever. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
To them, it just means green light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually has sex. Okay.
Yeah.
She puts out or whatever.
That's right. She put out enough to get herpes. She'll put out again.
Yeah.
Right.
And guys are just, what's that word? Blind? Relentless.
Right. Well, that's why. I mean, you know, you want to know where guys are at. Any girl who passes out at a party is immediately humped. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, my God, she needs medical attention. It's like, well, maybe she does, but let's bang her on the way to the hospital. All right. So your question is what?
Why are guys attracted?
Still.
She thinks they'd be turned on.
No, they're not. So you're fine.
Game on.
All right. Well, don't have sex with them anyway, but
make sure they work on them.
All right?
All right.
All right. Are you having sex with a lot of guys?
No.
Get your pap smears regularly.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, listen, guys, we don't discriminate. We really don't. We discriminate against other races, but not sexually, we don't discriminate.
Disease, no disease. We're not discriminative.
Right.
Which is game on.
Yeah, and don't get us wrong. We'd prefer you didn't have herpes, but it's not going to be a deal breaker. It will not slow the penis down
if you do. It's no big deal.
It's just a little speed bump on the way to intercourse. All right, we'll take a little break. Eve Six is our guest tonight, and when we come back, we'll talk to Chris, who's violent in his sleep.
Yo, Mugline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Evening, folks. I'm Vince.
And I'm Larry. We're the Crash Test Dummies.
We'd like to entertain you with a little song. Only one thing.
We can't sing. But we're here with someone who can, with a song for the little ones. Ray?
Mr. Charles?
On the big highway of life, there's only one safe place for kids.
Crash Test Dummies.
In the back
seat, baby.
Baby face is staying fat.
Larry, Larry, baby, you should keep your day job.
Ow, that hurts.
Not as much as our day job.
You can learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the backseat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash 4 slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Grab your zoot suits, the cherry poppin' daddies are coming to town. The cherry poppin' daddies swing into the Quest on Friday, May 19th. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies, live in concert with special guest, the Vibro Champs.
Everybody swing into the brown derby jump.
Friday, May 19th at the Quest. Tickets are only $15 on sale now at the Quest box office. 612-338-3383. And through all Ticketmaster outlets, charge by phone. 612-989-5151.
Or online at www.ticketmaster.com.
The Cherry Poppin' Daddies, live in their only area appearance, Friday, May 19th, with special guest, the Vibro Champ, Friday, May 19th at the Quest, 110 North 5th Street, Minneapolis. Doors open at 8 p.m. Strictly 21 and over, please. The Cherry Poppin' Daddies are coming to town.
Throw back a bottle of beer.
Does your car stereo pump a big, big sound that shakes the ground? We'll be the judge of that at the third annual Rock in the Summer DV Drag Car Stereo Contest Intent Sale from Audio King. The loudest, the deepest, the ultimate car audio event of the summer is back, and it's coming to your city for one incredible weekend. Come see just how loud and low your decibels can go when you pit your system against the best, and every contestant receives a free Rock in the Summer 2000 t-shirt. Then stop by our huge tent filled with unbelievable summer deals on amps, decks, subs, CD changers, and more. Also, be prepped from Rockford, Fosgate, Kenwood, Infinity, and Panasonic for tips on improving your system. It's all happening this weekend, May 20th and 21st at Ridgedale Drive and I-394. Register at Audio King. So don't be fooled by imitators. There's only one Rock in the Summer DV Drag Contest Intent Sale from Audio King.
Hey, hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
24/7. Does that mean anything to you?
Of course, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Uh-huh. White Castle made that up.
Oh, they did not.
They did. Also the beloved phrase, around the clock.
They didn't.
They did. Listen, White Castle is open all the time, 24 hours a day, around the clock.
There's a point here someplace, I feel it.
Yeah, well, so you can have those tasty steam-grilled White Castle hamburgers anytime the crave hits you.
Hey, I like them too, possibly at weird hours, but they didn't make up those sayings.
They did.
Did not.
Listen, their sayings are almost as good as their burgers, like the now classic, we never close.
Well,
that's beautiful.
That is good.
And the legendary lather, rinse, repeat.
They made that up?
No, I did.
What?
Actually, I had the lather, rinse part, and then some chucklehead comes in with the repeat and gets all the credit.
He didn't.
He did. It really fried my egg.
Fried my... That's great. Who wrote that?
I did.
You did not.
I did.
You didn't?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't.
I did, too.
I don't believe you.
Check the patent office. White Castle.
What you crazy?
Semis are rolling in from Chicago, loaded with the latest in exercise gear from Life Fitness, and we're excited.
Second Wind's Dick Enrico.
Life Fitness is moving their manufacturing plant from Chicago to the Twin Cities. The trucks are loaded with over $500,000 of stationary bikes, climbers, elliptical machines, treadmills, along with a tremendous selection of Parabody home gyms at unbelievable prices.
Use Second Wind's Fit and Finance credit, no interest, no payments for 6 months.
May is National Fitness Month, so let's get in shape and save a bundle of cash from this factory authorized sale. Life Fitness climbers were $18.99. Today, $6.99. You save $1,200. Parabody $350 home gym, $300 off. Top of the line Life Fitness $5,500 heart rate treadmills. Worth $36.99. Sale price today $19.99. Save $1,700. And there's many, many more deals to be had.
10 Metro stores. Call 952-903-4900 for the location nearest you.
The move is forever. The savings aren't. Visit us today. You won't be disappointed.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. Always ready to do my job here. Sure, and I got caught chatting in the bathroom.
Well, you do your job or complain about your life. Those are your two things you're always ready to do.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Eve Six is our guest tonight. Horoscope is the name of the CD, and it will not be out for another month and 3 weeks or so. My math is right, but we certainly can wait for it. We will hop back on the phones and speak to Chris. Chris is 14. Chris?
Hey.
Hey.
I just want to say that all you guys there, you rock.
All of us?
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw E6 in concert like last year and you guys
played. Nice.
Where?
Spokane with Third Eye Blind.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
Spokane is such a nice town.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
What's your question?
When I sleep, I get like really violent. Like, I get cold a lot because I kick all my sheets like off my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year at camp, I like kicked the pole on the side of the bed, so I had like a bruise like all week.
Mm-hmm. You're a pretty tough customer there, Chris. Kicking the pole at camp when you're sleeping?
You don't wake up and scream or anything like that, do you?
No.
Do you ever try to beat anybody up or fight anybody?
No.
Yeah. All right. Simple question.
Kick your covers around.
Yeah. You're active.
Yeah, that's all right.
That it?
Is there any way I can, like, get rid of it?
Sports.
Oh, I do.
Okay, you do sports?
I play soccer, which involves a lot of kicking, but...
Yeah, you got to play a man's sport.
I'm going for football in high school.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. If you're hurt when you go to bed, you don't move around as much because it hurts, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you have, like, cracked ribs, you tend not to flail around as much in your sleep.
Hockey.
Yeah, hockey's good. Yeah, get a good violent sport and get your ass kicked during the day and you sleep like a baby.
I don't get my ass kicked. I kick ass.
I see. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He only kicks ass. He kicks a pole.
In the middle of the night.
All right there, Chris.
All right.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, the beauty of sports like hockey and football is even if you kick ass, you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it hurts a little to kick ass. People don't factor that in.
That should be a no-fear shirt. Sometimes it hurts to kick ass.
It always hurts to kick ass. That's why not everybody kicks ass.
Yeah.
Right. No fear.
I always see those no-fear shirts always on the fattest guy at Magic Mountain. The guy's wearing thongs, tennis pants, hanging out of his shorts. He's got a tank top on that says... second place.
He who dies with the most toys still dies.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, losing is not an option. It's like, listen, you're losing your hair. You're growing breasts, buddy. You're 85 pounds overweight. I'm not sure what kind of sales job you're doing. The shirt alone is not enough to convince me. What is that? What is that white trash thing that likes to sort of, like, I like the dudes who wear the shirts that have the mean dog on it. It's just like bad to the bone. Like, wow, this guy must be a badass.
Yeah.
He bought an
shirt to show me. He's showing me on his chest, man.
Yeah, he's got a pit bull on there.
The best thing is when they couple that with the crazy pants, like the MC Hammer foil pants, as I like to call them.
The pants they got at the gift shop at the Gold's Gym.
Right,
those are nice with the purple tiger stripe on it. That's a class one. And the other guy I like is the guy who's got the pickup truck that has the Bad Boy Club sticker in the back window.
The kid hella lights.
Or the kid from what is that cartoon in the L.A. Times? Yeah, Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin.
Peeing on a board.
Yeah, I like when guys those truck rallies getting fist fights. Hey, I'm a Dodge man. Bring it on, mother ever. It's like, listen, who cares? Are you going to some stockholders meeting in Detroit every year, or are you just working in an Arby's? You know what I mean? I'm a Chevy man because Chevy makes the best goddamn small block. I got a 4-bolt main on my. It's like, oh, shut up. What is that with guys? No wonder women hate us. You're such dicks, you know? Scott?
Hey.
You're 26.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not from the beach tonight.
What's that? Oh, hey, did I see you at the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to you, right?
You kind of walked by me.
Yeah, well...
That's how he deals with everybody, Scott.
Now, to be fair to me, I was talking to you while I was walking away from you, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
Wow, that's a considerable bit of attention. God, I should be moved.
Scott, where do you work? Is it Ramada or something?
The Radisson in Santa Monica.
That's right. You came down to the beach. I have no idea what you were doing there.
Actually, I was just down at the beach to watch the sunset, and then we were driving away, and I wanted to see what was going on over there. So
we
did the man show, and I said, Adam Carolla, I got to go say hello.
Well, it was a delight to meet you, and Scott had mentioned that he listens to Love Line between, I think it was between like 10:30 and 11 on his ride into work every night. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
See, I was listening while I was walking away from you.
Okay, well, thank you. Listen, I got a question for Dr. Drew. I'm wondering about being in a jacuzzi, if it temporarily sterilizes you, or how does that work?
No, it can possibly lower your sperm count, but it does not sterilize you.
Okay.
All right.
That was it.
Are you calling from work now, Scott?
No, I took the night off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to spend some time with my wife.
No kidding. Oh, you're married. God bless her. Hey, you're down at the beach watching the sunset, huh?
Yep.
All right. All right, go back to work tomorrow, though, right?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I was at the beach from, like, 11 this morning until 9:30 at night, and I would see people, you know, hanging at the beach on Tuesday at noon, and I felt like yelling, go home. Like, go do something. What are you doing here? Like, people sort of heading out, you know, like, hanging, you know, 4 or 5 hours just then. I'm thinking, where are you going? What's going on? What day is it?
Uh-huh.
And it didn't look like this was their one day off. You know what I mean? It looks like I'm hanging.
Yep.
I'm at the beach.
Yeah. That's L.A.
Is that L.A.? God, it was. I don't know why. I'm always bothered to see people not working if I'm working. Yeah. I want them to at least run in place.
Strangely, when you're not working, you're bothered by people that are working.
Hello? That's true, too. Yeah. I guess so. What's that mean?
I'm always bothered by everyone.
Thank you.
Hate everyone. Yeah.
Ryan? Well, listen,
especially gas stations.
When I don't work, on a day off, I have the quiet dignity to stay home and masturbate. Not go out to the beach and flaunt it in front of God and everyone.
Masturbate.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
What is up?
Well, I got these blisters all over my balls.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there's pus in them and crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's going to like these.
I see. And what do you think those might be, Drew? Because we never hear that.
I think they're just suspicious cysts.
All right.
Yeah.
That's not a venereal thing,
no,
is it?
No, I don't.
Nobody gets anything on the nads, right?
You can get herpes there, but they're not pus then.
All right. Let me just check in real quick with Joe. Joe?
Hey,
you're 15. Your brother's girlfriend gave you a hand job?
Head job, actually.
Head?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How old is she?
She's 24, so is he.
Oh, my God. Are you asking me?
Nah, all right. We were, like, all drinking beer at my brother's house.
Yeah.
And he went to go get more. And I was just, like, she was there, and she was like, you look good. And I was like, I do.
How are you like? I didn't get that.
What?
Like how?
She was like.
Like huh?
I was like, I guess, and then, and then she just like, want a head job, and I was like, well, I don't know what Brian's gonna say about it, and she was.
That's a damn lie, and you know it. All right. Well, listen. Don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
She's a keeper. This one, though. She's all flat. She's home from finishing school, having a cocktail with the boys. All right, Joe. Don't say anything. I don't believe him, but don't say anything anyway.
Stay away from
him. Oh, my God. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Back once again with
Love Line. Love Line. Savannah Carolla and Dr. Drew will be right back before you know it.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa. How far'd you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah, I got sucked into the screen.
Whoa. So, like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean, like, you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
No, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible. You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
The biggest name in club music is back with 24 smash hits on 2 unforgettable CDs. It's the best of club mix from KTEL Cold Front with number one dance hits by Tag Team, Christine W., Robin, LaBouche, Moby, and more. Two CDs, 24 nonstop hits. The best of club mix. Pick it up at Best Buy or at KTEL.com.
Don't waste my time, baby.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full length uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selections. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Crystal's Deep End Patio.
It's truckload sale time at Crystal's Deep End Patio. Come in and shop the wide selection of specially priced, fine quality patio furniture from Homecrest. Buy in stock or special order for summer. Shop the truckload sale for store-wide savings on Homecrest patio sets. Homecrest sets the standard for comfort, good looks, and quality in patio furniture. And don't forget to check out the Holland Barbecue Grill, the only grill guaranteed not to flare up.
Crystal's Food and Patio.
Check out the coolest water ski and wakeboard shop in the Twin Cities. Crystal's DN Patio. You'll find truckload sale prices on the sweetest boards from Liquid Force, O'Brien, HO, Hyperlite, KD, Double Up, and many more of the brands you want for summer. O'Brien Combo Water Skis start at $99. Shop with the people that love the sport like you do. Shop the truckload sale going on now at Crystal's DN Patio. Just 2 miles south of 694 on Highway 81.
Hello?
Hey, bro, heading out tonight?
Maybe, what's up?
Downtown, dude, loud music, foam dancing, and don't forget, it's golf night.
Nah, crowds, parking, attitude. What else?
How about uptown?
More attitude. And I'm not really in the mood for pierced tongues tonight.
Right. Let's go to the Eagle's Nest in Robbinsdale. They got that cool new game room.
Yeah?
They serve original Broadway pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And those imports you like on tap, they got them ice cold.
That's it. Did you say Robbins Center?
Yep, Highway 81 and 42nd in Robbinsdale.
See you there.
Got hanging out on your mind? The Eagle's Nest Lounge in Robbinsdale. If you could, you'd move in. They serve original Broadway pizza, and you could chase that with your favorite ice cold import on tap. And one home away from home would be complete without a game room. The Eagle's Nest has a fantastic new game room just waiting for you and the crew. Wander into the Eagle's Nest at Highway 81 and 42nd Street North in Robbinsdale. Call if you want, 533-0800. The Eagle's Nest Lounge. Atmosphere without attitude. I-